Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. ChooseWood.com.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Wednesday, June 5th. I'm Wayne Pratt. Ahead, St. Louis officials say geospatial intelligence is one of the city's next big industries, in part because of the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency's new $1.75 billion West headquarters.
Geospatial has a strong root system here in St. Louis, with the NGA being the real anchor for us.
St. Louis Public Radio's Corinne Ruff explores how city and business officials are working to make St. Louis a magnet for geospatial companies. First, the news. The court fight over the license for Missouri's only abortion clinic is not over. That's after a St. Louis judge yesterday decided four doctors who work at the Planned Parenthood clinic do not have to testify in open court. As St. Louis Public Radio's Sarah Fenton reports, Judge Michael Stelzer says that testimony would not be relevant to the case that will determine if the clinic will continue to perform abortions.
The same physicians refused to be interviewed during a state inspection to renew the Planned Parenthood Clinic's annual license. The state didn't grant the St. Louis clinic its license, saying the interviews were necessary to the inspection. Planned Parenthood has asked the judge to order the state not to delay or deny a renewal of the clinic's license based on those interviews. The state issued subpoenas over the weekend for the Planned Parenthood doctors. It argued their testimony was vital to proving that the interviews were necessary to investigate patient safety. The physicians' lawyers say the issues before the court were about licensing procedures, and their clients don't know anything about them. The judge agreed with that argument in his ruling. The next hearing on the case is set for Wednesday morning. I'm Sarah Fenton, St. Louis Public Radio.
The St. Louis County Council is taking another step toward making sure its police department has body and in-car cameras. Legislation has been introduced to use nearly $3 million from a 2017 public safety sales tax increase to buy 350 dashboard and 500 body cameras. County Executive Sam Page says the technology will be good for the public and officers.
These cameras will go a long way to fulfilling the responsibility to the public for greater transparency from our police department. In addition, they are designed to improve situational awareness and officer safety.
The St. Louis County Police ran a pilot body camera program in 2014 just after Michael Brown was shot and killed in Ferguson. County Executive Page is also seeking to close a pay gap between men and women. As St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports, the Democrat believes omitting one question could make a difference toward gender salary equity.
Page announced the county would no longer ask potential employees about their previous salaries, which he says could reduce pay disparities between men and women.
By asking prospective employees their current or past salary, an employer can unintentionally lock an employee into an already existing pay disparity.
Lisa Picker of the Women's Foundation of Greater St. Louis says she's also enthused the county is putting together a work group to look at the gender pay gap and the possibility of paid family leave.
St. Louis County is taking a leadership role in our region for workplace equity and inclusion.
Page wants a report from the work group by September 1st. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.
The National Weather Service says Mississippi River crests will work their way south through Monday, if not even a few days after that. The current flood is expected to leave the second highest levels on record for much of our area. The water is rising on the River De Pere as well. That has prompted hundreds to be evacuated from their apartments south of the river on Old English Road. You've probably heard by now that the federal government's spy agency, the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, is building its new West headquarters in North St. Louis. But location intelligence is not only being used for defense. These mapping tools are also increasingly being used by startups, nonprofits, and local government officials to solve problems in the community. As St. Louis Public Radio's Corinne Ruff reports, the hope is to make St. Louis a national hub for geospatial intelligence.
I'm standing in what was recently a vacant building, just north of the Lumiere Place Casino along the Mississippi Riverfront. Today, it's known as the Greencubator, and that water you hear trickling is the sound of the building blossoming back to life.
I mean, over here, basically, this is a modular vertical grow system.
That's James Hillis. He's one of the co-founders of Good Life Growing, an urban agriculture organization that's trying to reduce food insecurity in North St. Louis. He's also a doctoral student at St. Louis University, studying geospatial technology. He describes the mapping tool as a way to help people better understand the community around them, from where most crime happens to the best place to start a business. For him, it's a useful tool to help decide where to build new gardens.
I'm able to download prime urban farmland that overlaps with vacant lots throughout the city. That also, I can look at Louis supermarket access areas as well. So I can begin to understand different variables that associate with food insecurity.
Good Life Growing is one of many businesses in St. Louis that are increasingly relying on geospatial technology. The presence of the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, with its 3,000 employees and $1.75 billion investment in a new Western headquarters, has helped fuel that. Otis Williams, executive director of the St. Louis Development Corporation, says it's a foundation for a growing geospatial industry.
Geospatial has a strong root system here in St. Louis, with the NGA being the real anchor for us. But there are a number of industry types and organizations that are already here. There are a significant number of jobs that are already here, which is why we call ourselves the center, because we are building off of it.
The local economic impact of geospatial is $4.9 billion, according to figures calculated by his office. Nearly 11,000 people are employed in the sector. A new partnership between the NGA, Bayer, and IT startup incubator T-Rex hopes to bring in even more jobs. Patty Hagen is the executive director at T-Rex, which is making room on its fourth floor for Geosaurus. That's what they're calling the new innovation space, which will open by the end of the year.
We can use geospatial as an example to compel workforce interest, to draw industry partners in, faculty researchers, curricula developers, and concentrate a lot of that activity so people can get to know one another.
The strategy for growing the industry starts with building an ecosystem, with startups like those at T-Rex innovating on technology, universities building up a talent pipeline, and major agencies like the NGA expanding their presence. City officials are hoping to capitalize on this network by bringing it into the national spotlight. During a recent event at T-Rex, Mayor Lyda Crewson announced that St. Louis will host the largest annual geospatial conference in 2023 and 2025.
Let's put the flag on the ground there. St. Louis is the nation's center for geospatial excellence.
That's at least how she hopes companies will begin to see it. Officials say hosting the conference and its 4,000 attendees will be a major recruiting opportunity. And it won't hurt to show off its new NGA campus, too. I'm Corinne Ruff, St. Louis Public Radio.
Our Maria Altman edited that report. Shula Newman is the executive editor of St. Louis Public Radio. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Wayne Pratt, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.
Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. ChooseWood.com.